Thank you and good afternoon. Two suspects are already in custody and the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office named three additional suspects in Monday morning shooting death of Tyson Claros. Yesterday, one of the new suspects, 22-year-old Brandon James Mitchell, turned himself in to investigators, and 21-year-old Hector Godoy Stanley and 18-year-old Catherine Fody are wanted for their connection to the murder. Monday night, deputies arrested Cesar Valenzuela Campos and Tamara Thompson in Eureka, and they were booked into jail for murder. The district attorney's office announced on Thursday that 70-year-old Eureka man Barry Sanford was convicted on three felony charges related to the sexual abuse of a child under 14 years old. In 2013, the then 15-year-old victim disclosed to his parents that Sanford had sexually abused him. Sanford at the time was the victim's home care provider and a former partner of the victim's grandmother. Sanford was convicted by a Humboldt County jury on Thursday and faces more than 26 years in state prison when he is sentenced by Judge Marilyn Miles on January 17th. Earlier today, 42-year-old Sean Blackman was sentenced to 32 years and life in state prison after being convicted for two counts of robbery, two counts of kidnapping to commit robbery, and two counts of assault with a deadly weapon. This stems from an incident in August of 2015 where Blackman was caught in the middle of a residential burglary by two men who came home from lunch. Blackman used a shotgun that belonged to one of the victims and tied up the victims and put them in separate rooms. One of them was able to call law enforcement and they arrived as Blackman fled in one of the victim's vehicles. A high-speed pursuit ensued and it ended when Blackman crashed into a brick wall at the intersection of Everdeen and S Streets. Blackman was convicted of these charges in September. The Humboldt County Superior Court will transition into a new jury management system according to an announcement this afternoon. The county jury summons system has been simplified, and new postcard-sized summons will be sent out to the public starting this Monday. The new system will allow prospective jurors to update information, receive instructions, and make postponement and excusal requests online through their own personal web portal. For more information on the new system, you can contact the Humboldt County Jury. The Arcata and Eureka Police Departments introduced their newest officers who graduated from the College of the Redwoods Basic Law Enforcement Academy on Thursday. Arcata Police welcomed Tim Jagel and Brandon Parker, while Eureka Police welcomed Ryan Swanson and Brian Ross. 25 cadets graduated in total, and of those 25, 21 have already been hired by law enforcement, while the others are currently in the selection process. North Coast Assemblymember Jim Wood has introduced a bill that would prohibit residents of government housing from smoking cigarettes or e-cigarettes in their residential units and within 25 feet of the building. The bill emulates a similar federal effort to restrict smoking in public housing, and Wood said that his bill, AB 62, is aimed at protecting those who don't smoke from the harm caused by secondhand smoke. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Dan Squire has news from the Department of Health and Human Services.
The County Department of Health and Human Services is looking for volunteers to help with the biannual headcount of the homeless population in the county. The point-in-time count will be conducted on the morning of Tuesday, January 31st, and volunteers will be sent to places in the county known to be gathering spots for the homeless and to perform a headcount. The count is done to meet state and federal guidelines for funding and future planning to address homelessness locally. In addition to going where the homeless may camp, volunteers will also staff four hubs across the county, Arcata, Eureka, Fortuna, and McKinleyville, to count those who come for services. Interested parties should contact DHHS Secretary Wendy Choate for more information.
Thank you, Dan. A reminder for residents that the Arcata Fire District is moving its administrative offices to the recently renovated station on Central Avenue in McKinleyville. During that time, the administrative offices will remain closed through December 26th and will reopen on the morning of the 27th. The Arcata Fire Station on 9th Street will continue to be staffed 24/7. For more information, you can contact the Arcata Fire District. At its annual special meeting to select the mayor and vice mayor for the city yesterday, the Arcata City Council elected Susan Ornelas as city mayor and Sofia Pereira as vice mayor. It will be the first time in the city's history that two women have held the council's top ceremonial positions. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.